Listening test. In this interview with fashion designer Tiff Coleman, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Fashion. Designer. Sketch. Fabric. Silk. Pattern. Here is the beginning of the interview.
Fashion is a competitive business. I wanted to know more about the industry, and I was lucky enough to have young, successful fashion designer Tiff Coleman with me to tell me. Tiff's clothes are fun, colourful, and inspired. She met me yesterday in her black pants, a white jacket, and a red handbag.
Here is an example of a question. What kind of clothes does Tiff Coleman design? They are black, white, and red. They are full of fun, colour, and inspiration. They are lovely and successful. The correct answer is, they are full of fun, colour, and inspiration. Ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the interview. Now listen to the rest of the interview. You will hear it 3 times. Write the correct answer in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not just a letter. You must not write more than 1 answer for each question.
So Tiff, let's start with the basics. How did you start to be interested in fashion?
Well, I grew up listening to MTV and loving everything about pop and rock stars and admiring all their fashion. I also had 1,000 Barbie dolls and wardrobes for all of them.
When did you begin designing clothes?
I started creating clothing for myself when I was in high school. At the same time, I created an online boutique on the internet. A year ago, I started to get serious about it.
When do you get your best ideas?
I usually come up with my best ideas when I'm lying in bed trying to go to sleep. I try to sketch them immediately or remember them for the morning. Other times, I come up with designs after finding some fabric I like. Then I design a pattern. When I'm satisfied, I create it from my fabric.
How much of your own personal style goes into your designs?
It's strange because my collections are usually bright, colourful and lively, while I wear a lot of black. Creating clothing allows me to make things for models that I wouldn't be able to wear. But they are all my ideas, and my ideas reflect my style.
Since starting your line, do you find you have plenty of time to go shopping for clothes for yourself?
No way. I hardly have time to make clothes for myself. I think that later in life, I may have more time for shopping for myself. But we'll see.
What kind of girl wears your line?
Someone who wants to be stylish and comfortable. She's not afraid of people looking at her.
You've recently designed a collection for the high street chain Topshop.
Yes. It was a good opportunity because they don't like clothes to be too expensive. It's a good opportunity to put a collection out that's more accessible to people who don't have the money to spend £200 on a single piece.
How did you change the clothes so they're not so expensive?
Topshop's got a lot of younger people going in there, young girls usually. So you might change the fabric a bit, use different buttons, but the style essentially is the same. You can do it with cheaper fabrics. That's a good way of doing it. The same dress, and instead of silk, we might use polyester.
What do you think is the most surprising thing you learnt about being in the fashion industry so far?
I think the fact that everyone likes to help each other.
Is being a young designer a good life, or do you find that there are some disappointments?
Well, not really. It's been really fantastic for me so far.
What advice would you give to a young fashion designer?
Just be brave and go out and trust your own ideas.
Now you will hear the text again.
So Tiff, let's start with the basics. How did you start to be interested in fashion?
Well, I grew up listening to MTV and loving everything about pop and rock stars and admiring all their fashion. I also had 1,000 Barbie dolls and wardrobes for all of them.
When did you begin designing clothes?
I started creating clothing for myself when I was in high school. At the same time, I created an online boutique on the internet. A year ago, I started to get serious about it.
When do you get your best ideas?
I usually come up with my best ideas when I'm lying in bed trying to go to sleep. I try to sketch them immediately or remember them for the morning. Other times, I come up with designs after finding some fabric I like. Then I design a pattern. When I'm satisfied, I create it from my fabric.
How much of your own personal style goes into your designs?
It's strange because my collections are usually bright, colourful and lively, while I wear a lot of black. Creating clothing allows me to make things for models that I wouldn't be able to wear. But they are all my ideas, and my ideas reflect my style.
Since starting your line, do you find you have plenty of time to go shopping for clothes for yourself?
No way. I hardly have time to make clothes for myself. I think that later in life, I may have more time for shopping for myself. But we'll see.
What kind of girl wears your line?
Someone who wants to be stylish and comfortable. She's not afraid of people looking at her.
You've recently designed a collection for the high street chain Topshop.
Yes. It was a good opportunity because they don't like clothes to be too expensive. It's a good opportunity to put a collection out that's more accessible to people who don't have the money to spend £200 on a single piece.
How did you change the clothes so they're not so expensive?
Topshop's got a lot of younger people going in there, young girls usually. So you might change the fabric a bit, use different buttons, but the style essentially is the same. You can do it with cheaper fabrics. That's a good way of doing it. The same dress, and instead of silk, we might use polyester.
What do you think is the most surprising thing you learnt about being in the fashion industry so far?
I think the fact that everyone likes to help each other.
Is being a young designer a good life, or do you find that there are some disappointments?
Well, not really. It's been really fantastic for me so far.
What advice would you give to a young fashion designer?
Just be brave and go out and trust your own ideas.
Now you will hear the text for the last time.
So Tiff, let's start with the basics. How did you start to be interested in fashion?
Well, I grew up listening to MTV and loving everything about pop and rock stars and admiring all their fashion. I also had 1,000 Barbie dolls and wardrobes for all of them.
When did you begin designing clothes?
I started creating clothing for myself when I was in high school. At the same time, I created an online boutique on the internet. A year ago, I started to get serious about it.
When do you get your best ideas?
I usually come up with my best ideas when I'm lying in bed trying to go to sleep. I try to sketch them immediately or remember them for the morning. Other times, I come up with designs after finding some fabric I like. Then I design a pattern. When I'm satisfied, I create it from my fabric.
How much of your own personal style goes into your designs?
It's strange because my collections are usually bright, colourful and lively, while I wear a lot of black. Creating clothing allows me to make things for models that I wouldn't be able to wear, but they are all my ideas and my ideas reflect my style.
Since starting your line, do you find you have plenty of time to go shopping for clothes for yourself?
No way. I hardly have time to make clothes for myself. I think that later in life, I may have more time for shopping for myself, but we'll see.
What kind of girl wears your line?
Someone who wants to be stylish and comfortable. She's not afraid of people looking at her.
You've recently designed a collection for the high street chain Topshop.
Yes, it was a good opportunity because they don't like clothes to be too expensive. It's a good opportunity to put a collection out that's more accessible to people who don't have the money to spend £200 on a single piece.
How did you change the clothes so they're not so expensive?
Topshops got a lot of younger people going in there, young girls usually. So you might change the fabric a bit, use different buttons, but the style essentially is the same. You can do it with cheaper fabrics. That's a good way of doing it. The same dress, and instead of silk, we might use polyester.
What do you think is the most surprising thing you learnt about being in the fashion industry so far?
I think the fact that everyone likes to help each other.
Is being a young designer a good life, or do you find that there are some disappointments?
Well, not really. It's been really fantastic for me so far.
What advice would you give to a young fashion designer?
Just be brave and go out and trust your own ideas.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook, if you have not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.